Would you like to speak something more, please, Maharaj?
The first parikrama of Navadvip was conducted by Srimad Nityananda Prabhu himself. Jiva Goswami, when he grew up, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, because both his uncles, Srila Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, were there. And from his childhood he became a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was a little boy, when he was actually crawling, he received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the Ramkeli village where Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were residing. They were the chief minister and the finance minister of the ruler of Bengal at that time, King Hussein Shah. They were in a ministerial position, but the ruler was a Muslim. Therefore, the Hindu brahmanas ostracized them, just because although they were very exalted brahmanas, coming from very exalted brahminical family, and from their very childhood they were great devotees of Krishna. Sanatana Goswami, he mentioned that from his childhood Srimad Bhagavatam was his constant companion. But they were forced to take the job of the ministers to the Muslim king, because if they did not, then the king would have been very upset and no one would actually know what he could have done to them. Like Hussein Shah was so tyrannical that if he became upset, then he would actually, nobody knew how he would behave, how he would react. And as it is, the Muslims at that time were very, very tyrannical, very violent, very intolerant. For example, Hussein Shah built a tower, very high tower, as a monument for his victory of certain kingdom. After he came back, after defeating that king, he wanted to mark that victory by building a very high tower. So the tower was built and he went to inspect the tower. And the chief engineer who constructed the tower was showing him everything. And there was something that the king didn't like, Hussein Shah didn't like. And he just picked up the engineer, the chief engineer, and he threw him from top of the tower. Killed him. So that is how King Hussein Shah was. So when Hussein Shah got to know about Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami's brilliance, how brilliant personalities they were, he wanted to have them as his minister, and he sent his message that he wanted to have Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami as his ministers. So that's why Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami couldn't refuse. So King Hussein Shah, they had to accept this position as the king's ministers. But the Brahminical society rejected them, ostracized them. And so Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are very heartbroken because of that. And as you all know, that although they were rejected by the Brahminical society, but they maintained their Brahminical activities. And whenever some Brahmanas would come from a far-off land, they would invite them to come and stay in their house and take care of them very nicely and discuss with them about Krishna consciousness. But still, the local Brahmanas ostracized them, so Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were very heartbroken, and they wrote to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They recognized him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they wrote to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bestow his mercy upon them and deliver them and rescue them from that very difficult situation that they were in. And that is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while going to Vrindavan, stopped in Ramkeli. And Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami they came to see him at night, because they were afraid that if the king got to know that they came to see him, they may harm both Mahaprabhu as well as themselves. So that's why they came at night when no one would notice them. And they also brought Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami was a little child at the time. And when they brought Jiva Goswami, they placed Jiva Goswami at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his lotus feet on his head. And in this way, he coronated him as the future Acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Soon after that, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami left home and went to Vrindavan according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. And Jiva Goswami was at home, a little boy. And not only Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami left, his father also left, Anupam, with them. He left with them, and Anupam, while traveling from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri on the way, he left his body. So Jiva Goswami was brought up in total meditation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And then when he grew up, he left home. And on the way to Vrindavan, he came to Navadvip Dham. And there he met Nityananda Prabhu. He also met Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya Devi and their servant Ishan and many other exalted associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who were present at that time. And Nityananda Prabhu personally took him to the parikrama of Navadvip, showing him different places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and narrating all those ecstatic activities that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed along with his devotees in those places. And after showing him all the places of Navadvip Dham, Nityananda Prabhu sat down with Srila Jiva Goswami and started to explain to him the real purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. And he explained that after performing his pastimes in Vrindavan, in this particular Dwapar Yuga, which is in the Vaivarshata Manantwar, after the 27th Chatur Yuga, on the 28th Chatur Yuga in Dwapar, towards the end of Dwapar Yuga, Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose abode is Vrindavan, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, he descends himself. Krishna, this Krishna is not the Jugavatar, but he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govindam Adipurusham. So that personality comes once in a day of Brahma. And appearing in this planet, in his eternal abode of Vrindavan, he reveals his Vrindavan pastimes of Golok. The special aspect of Golok Vrindavan is that there the Supreme Personality of Godhead allows his devotees to develop a relationship with him in friendship, parental and conjugal love. Actually, these relationships are not available in Vaikuntha. The relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a friend, as his parents, or as his lover, is available only in Vrindavan, nowhere else. Not in Vaikuntha, not in Ayodhya, not even in Dwarka. That is the very special prerogative of Vrindavan. So after revealing these pastimes of Vrindavan, Krishna considered that I revealed my extraordinary pastimes of Vrindavan, I revealed the extraordinary relationship that one can develop with me. But how will anyone ever enter into Vrindavan? Because a devotee will naturally serve me following Bodhi Bhakti. But performing devotional service in Bodhi Bhakti, when one attains perfection, he is elevated to Vaikuntha. But from Vaikuntha, one cannot enter into Vrindavan. So one, by following Bodhi Bhakti, will serve the Lord naturally and will be elevated to Vaikuntha. But how will one then enter into Vrindavan? So Krishna considered that. Now this point, that how one cannot enter into Vrindavan even from Vaikuntha, has been very wonderfully explained by Śrīla Sanātana Gosvāmī in the second part of his Brihad Bhāgavatamrita. The second part of Brihad Bhāgavatamrita explains that how a cowherd boy, Gop Kumar, was elevated from the earth planet to heavenly planet, then to Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Sattaloka. In Sattaloka he even became Brahma, or rather he got the position of Brahma. And then he went beyond the coverings of the universe. Graphically it has been described how a living entity goes to the spiritual sky, like penetrating the seven coverings of the material nature. He came to Viraja, or causal ocean. Then beyond that he came to Brahma Jyoti, and beyond Brahma Jyoti he came to the abode of Lord Shiva, Mahishtham. Then beyond that he went to Vaikuntha, and from Vaikuntha he was elevated to Ayodhya. Then he even went to Dwarka, and in Dwarka he was associating with Vasudev Krishna. And Krishna was extremely merciful to him. But still his heart was not content. So one day Narad Muni came to Dwarka, and he detected that Gop Kumar's heart was not fully satisfied, it was not fully content. So he asked him, that Gop Kumar, what's the matter? You are associating with the Lord in Dwarka, and the Lord is so merciful to you, and the queens treat you like their own child, and still your heart is not content. What's the matter? So then Gop Kumar told him that how his heart was hankering for one cowherd boy who wears peacock feather, who wears flower garlands, who plays flute in the bank of a river, and who tends cows in the forest. So then Narad Muni told him that, oh, actually your attachment is to Krishna and Vrindavan. Now, in order to go to Vrindavan, you have to go back to the earth planet. In the earth planet, there is the Bhoma Vrindavan, the earthly Vrindavan. And there you perform Sankirtan in the forest of Vrindavan. There are 12 forests. In those forests, you call out the name of the Lord with all the love of your heart. Hey Govinda, hey Gopal. And Gop Kumar did that. He came back to the earth planet and he started to perform Sankirtan. He started to call out the name of the Lord with all the love of his heart. And when you do that in the forest of Vrindavan, all the animals also join him. They would respond to his chanting. The birds would respond to his chanting. Even the trees and plants would respond to his chanting. So this is how he inspired everyone in Vrindavan also to chant the holy name of the Lord. And in this way, one day, while he was performing his Sankirtan, he saw Krishna. And he became so excited when he saw Krishna, he immediately ran to catch him. But Krishna just slipped away behind a bush. He almost grabbed him by the end of his cloth, but it slipped out of his hand. And his condition at that time was like a person who received, a poor man who received an incredible wealth and then he lost it. So his heart was so afflicted that he fainted and his body rolled down to the river Jamuna. And when he came back to his consciousness, he felt that he was moving in some vehicle with a tremendous speed. And then he arrived in Golok Vrindavan. So the point is that one cannot go to Vrindavan even from Dwarka, spiritual Dwarka, which is the topmost part of Vaikuntha. And so Nityananda Prabhu made that point to Srila Jiva Goswami, that one cannot come to... So Krishna considered, how will anyone ever come to Vrindavan? Because a devotee will naturally serve me following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, following Vaidhi Bhakti, and by attaining his perfection, then he will be elevated to Vaikuntha. So how will one come to Vrindavan? Therefore, he decided to come as a devotee. And when that devotee Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is served following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, then he becomes eligible to enter into Vrindavan. That also has been explained, like the ultimate perfection of the Sankirtana, serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu according to Vaidhi Bhakti. So the Vaidhi Bhakti means following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. Now, this personality, the devotee Krishna, what is the method of serving him according to the scriptural injunctions? Jaggai sankirtana prayoi jajanti hi sumedhasa. So this personality, devotee Krishna, is served by sankirtan jagya. And when one serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a devotee by propagating Krishna consciousness according to his instruction, and when he attains perfection, then in the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sees Radha Krishna, just as Srila Ramananda Roy saw. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna together. And this Radha Krishna, Rasaraj and Mahabhav Sarupini, Radha Thakurani, they became Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhavad Dutishubalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So that Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appears in front of him as Rasaraj and Mahabhava, as Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna. And when one sees Radha Krishna, then where is he? He is in Vrindavan. So in this way, the way to enter into Vrindavan is by serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the Sankirtan movement. That is the only way to enter into Vrindavan. And this is how Srimad Nityananda Prabhu explained to Jiva Goswami why Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how one can enter into Golok Vrindavan by serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sankirtan movement. In this way we can see that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he inundated the land of India with the Sankirtan movement. But he predicted that this movement would spread all over the world. Like Mahaprabhu distributed Krishna consciousness only through the land of India. But the job of spreading it all over the world, he reserved for someone very, very special. So today, we can see without any doubt that that personality is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada came to Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada came according to the divine arrangement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada gave us the perfect process. The perfect process of going to Vrindavan. Therefore, the intelligent thing to do is just remain loyal to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet and practice the process that Srila Prabhupada gave. It's very simple to understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction became true through Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, it is quite obvious that Srila Prabhupada is the personality who actually came according to the divine arrangement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we really want to make spiritual advancement and attain our spiritual perfection, then the most natural thing to do is to just to remain at the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. And the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And that's why I remember, like, I was fortunate enough to receive three instructions from Srila Prabhupada very emphatically. And those three instructions were, no matter whatever happens, don't leave ISKCON. Very emphatically Prabhupada said, no matter whatever happens, don't leave ISKCON. Then your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate with each other. Those days, many devotees used to express their love for Srila Prabhupada. Even they went to the extent of telling Prabhupada, take my lifespan and you stay on. But Prabhupada considered that's just some sentiment. It's not really, not real love. And that's why Prabhupada very emphatically said that your love, real love for me will be shown by how you cooperate with each other. And that is the way we have to express our love for Srila Prabhupada. And our unity and the success of the institution of ISKCON actually lies in our cooperation with each other. And that is the real way to express our love for Srila Prabhupada. And the third instruction was, the GBC is the ultimate managing authority. Sometimes people ask me, what is ISKCON? Because nowadays we hear ISKCON is dead and we are going to create a new ISKCON and ours is the real ISKCON, the old ISKCON is not real ISKCON. And all kinds of speculation is going on from different corners. And when people ask me, what is ISKCON? I give a very simple definition of ISKCON. I say that ISKCON is the institution where Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya and the GBC is the ultimate managing authority. So wherever that is there, that is ISKCON. Not when somebody leaves the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet and goes somewhere and starts something, follows something, somebody else. That's not real ISKCON. The ISKCON is where Srila Prabhupada is the ultimate spiritual head, the preeminent Shiksha Guru, the founder Acharya. That is ISKCON. And where, according to Srila Prabhupada's instruction, where the governing body is the ultimate managing authority of the institution. And we are seeing that this is what real ISKCON is. Like everyone is so happy, blissful, absorbed in Krishna consciousness, submerged in an ocean of ecstasy in the association of wonderful devotees like Radhanath Maharaj and Chandramouli Maharaj, Pankajangri Prabhu, Jananivas Prabhu, Shesha Prabhu, Radha Krishna Prabhu. So this is what the spiritual institution that Srila Prabhupada gave us. And not people finding faults and saying that, well, ISKCON is not, start trying to find faults with ISKCON. Like, that reminds me once, Badri Narayan Prabhu, one of our God brothers, was telling me one incident. He was in Los Angeles during the Ratha Jatra. He's the GBC of Los Angeles, actually. During the Ratha Jatra in Los Angeles, someone was criticizing that ISKCON is dead. And so Badri Narayan Prabhu overheard it. And he said, hey, you're saying ISKCON is dead, but look at these people. Like, so many people are standing in queue to receive prasad. So many people are ecstatically chanting and participating in this move, in this festivity. Even you have come here. And you're saying ISKCON is dead. Who organized this? And when we see that whenever there is some festivity, wherever some real Krishna conscious activity is going on, it's ISKCON that is organizing it. So this is the gift of Srila Prabhupada, and this is the continuity, the real continuity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement that Srimad Nityananda Prabhu pointed out to Jiva Goswami 500 years ago. And that is what we are seeing here today. And I feel extremely happy that this is how Srila Prabhupada's mission is continuing. This gives us real hope that yes, this movement is here to stay. Like even after 25 years after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, this movement is continuing with full enthusiasm and conviction. So thank you all very, very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki. Srila Chandramouli Swami Maharaj ki. All glories to the assembled devotees.
The next temple we will go is have the deities of Vasudev Dutt and Srila Sharanga Thakur. It's a small temple. I think there's only one door. Huh? If the deities are still open, we'll have procession there, and our formidable leaders of the managers of Yatra will figure out how we are supposed to do what we do. So my suggestion is that don't just go, but wait for someone to lead you, which will be Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. Thank you very much. Please take the dust of this holy place upon your head with a grateful heart.